نزرمو يزرم
La 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 la. Yeah. I was going to be on my Chazara mode.
That was good.
That was good. Yes, Baruch Hashem, it's a big schuss to have Ben back. Even Ben, physically, maybe he's not here every week. Spiritually, we very much know he's very... We wouldn't be here without him, Taka, so I won't embarrass you. So, Shkach, we know that you're running the Negunim Chasidus in New York, our chapter in New York. We know that you're in good hands and we're in good hands, Baruch Hashem. You're Shlichas, Taka. Okay, So today, I don't know, I was having a hard time. Sometimes it's easier to find Torah. Sometimes it's just, so today I dug a little bit, and hopefully we found gold in Mitzvah Shem. I truly feel like this is a very, very deep piece. Oh, the Yartzeit, yeah, what's the, Moshe Shmuel. Moshe Shmuel, Nishmas Moshe Shmuel Ben.
Ben Eliel Halevi.
It's your,
It's my uncle.
Your uncle. Moshe Lepsas was Yotze tonight. One of the Tamidim of the Rebbe of Meilich. And Reb Zusha's Yotze was yesterday. And the Sfasemis is Yotze on Friday, so we'll talk a little bit about those Tzadikim. Bo'ol Paro. Go to Paro. I'm going to harden his heart. What are you saying? Basically, go. You have no chance, but still go. That's what Hashem says to Paro, to Moshe. Right. 1960, the Rebbe said it shall shittus, Rav the Ravin. Torah Kedosha, Ayomar Shal Moshe Boa Paro, Ken Yichparazi as Libo. Go to Paro because I hardened his heart. The Rebbe said, what's Pshat? Why are you telling Moshe to go, but you have no chance? Try the SATs, but I'm just letting you know you're not going to fail. Some of us didn't even need to know. We knew the SATs wasn't for us. Anyways, we did our best. You know, I was reminded, someone told me, about this high school, I asked a certain rabbi from Eretz Yisrael where he's going to, you know, different places. So he mentioned a certain city in New York. I was like, oh, that city, that school is known for, they stole the SAT scores.
I was just thinking that.
They stole the SAT scores. There's a whole movie, also, not for now. We're recording over here. If you want to hear the movie, it's Mamash and Mari, the good movie. Such a mysterious nefesh. So they steal the SAT score. Psh, unbelievable.
They did it more than 1 year.
What?
They did it more than 1 year.
More than 1 year, whatever. Making money. Baruch Hashem, Jews. Gewalt. Baruch Hashem, trying to help. They're trying to help other Yidden. Baruch Hashem. Jewish money. Just Chas Hashem. But at the end of the day, what's going on over here? You're going to go, but you have no chance. So before we get to the Rebbe's answer, I want to start with the Sfas Emes on page 3. I didn't number it. The Sfas Emes is Yartzeit this Friday. Hey Shvat. Sasemes, we know, is the grandson of the Chidusharim. Was the father of the Imramis. And his father, Sasemes' father, died very, very young. He became Rebbe, I'm pretty sure, very young also, like 20, 21. He didn't even want it. If you go to Gerit nowadays, you'll see that the Chidusharim, he's buried Mamish right next to the Sasemes. They're buried right next to each other. Sasemes was Kedoshi Eli Mamish. So Sasemes says on the pasuk this week's parsha as well, Chodesh Azalachem, but this month shall be for you. Says the Midrash, page 3 in the top right hand corner, Magid Verav Yaakov Zua Torah. So says Sasemes, this month shall be for you. By the way, this is referring to, somehow to the Torah. HaChodesh Azalachem Magid Verav Yaakov. You should tell the Jewish people Zua Torah. This is refers to Klai Yisrael getting the Torah. Chukov Mishtav HaChodesh. He says the whole Torah is based off of when you set the time for Rosh Chodesh. That's what it's all about. He even quotes over there on the bottom. HaChodesh Azalachem, Klai Yisrael has the ability to set. So they set the time. So let's go to a few lines down by the where it says Va'ata. Va'ata. Actually, let's say it outside. We'll see it inside. It says this Va'ata. What does this mean? BaChodesh Azalachem. Hashem is telling the Jewish people, you have the Torah. The rest of the world could be doing one thing. The rest of the world is calculated on the natural world. A kid is 16, 17 years old. You get angry, you have to act. You have to react in a certain way. It's like Rabbi Rav Weinberger spoke last week in DRS, Yeshiva High School for Boys. When kids have, and teenage boys have certain urges, they have to, every psychologist would say, It's not healthy to block it off. That's the rest of the world. That's the natural. But we're not living naturally. We're al lamala minatava, says the Orchaim HaKadosh. A Jew's neshama is not in this world. Jew's neshama is connected on a much, much deeper level. He says, but the only way to be able to do that, to be able to connect it, is dafka through the Torah. You want to have a chodesh azalachem, you want to be fresh, you want to be connected to the Rabbonu Shalom, it's got to be through the Torah. And when he says Torah, it doesn't just mean learning Torah. Right? The yeshivish velt will say, it's all about tamatzor, which is very true. There's definitely an inyan of learning. There's also an inyan of, when it says Torah, it means living Torah. Feeling connected. Feeling like you are doing, you're growing. Feeling like we're connected to the Rabbonu Shalom. And that's what HaChodesh HaZalachem. HaChodesh HaZalachem means you want to be able to be new every day. You want to be connected. Zua Torah. It's got to be through spirituality. It's got to be through your relationship with the Rabbonu Shalom. It's got to be through how much you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, that's why Derech HaChodesh HaMiyuchad Rak L'bnei Yisrael V'hu Derech HaTorah. Right? HaChodesh HaZalachem means Lachem, only you get it. Which implies, Chazal say, no one else. You get the Torah. When a Jew learns Torah, a Jew lives Torah, you're connected like nobody else, like nothing else. Like they say from Rav David Lulliver was on his deathbed. I think it was written. Was it Rav David Lulliver? No, maybe it was Yitzhak Vorka. Tzadik was on his deathbed. But I'm pretty sure it was Rav Yitzhak Vorka. But no. So his mamash's last words, he said that a page of Gemara purifies the Jewish soul like nothing else. Learning a little bit of Gemara purifies the Jewish soul like nothing else. I'm not saying that every Jew has to be connected to Gemara, this or that. But just learning itself purifies a Jewish neshama. Singing some negunim purifies the Jewish neshama. I'm saying when we come in here at 8:15, I'll be honest, I have so much going through my head. And it's just 20 minutes of a little Reb Shlomo Negunim with the Kalim, with the Neshamas that we have. You feel like I'm spiritually connected. Now, like, I would love to go to Eretz Yisrael Monday, but I kind of don't need to anymore because Eretz Yisrael Mamash came to me. But physically, we should be there too.
Yeah,
give you breath of this. Yeah. HaChodesh HaZalachem means when you're connected, nothing can touch you. And that's what the Rebbe wrote. That's what the Rebbe wrote in 1960. Rebbe wrote in 1960 very simply. There are a lot of Jews who are going through a lot of trouble, whether Ruchnius or Gashmius. The number one way, says the Rebbe, to be able to, you want to know how to fight off the power of your life of 2019? I'm going to send you the Yitzharas. I'm going to send you the Paro. And you might have no chance, but still try your best. Still do your part. You do your part and I'll do my part. Like I told my kids today, and I tell them every day. You do your best, Hashem will do the rest. And I was telling this to my friends at NYU, they're bugging out about finals. You know, sometimes in college, like it's such a tumah. It's a yitzah. I remember. It's such a yitzahara that the finals come. The whole Torah stops. The davening stops. That's when the Torah and the davening has to be the strongest. Because if you don't have that, what happens? There's such yeish and there's doubt and there's anxiety and that's dafka when the Yiddishkeit's got to be the strongest. Dafka through Mesiras Nefesh. Says the Klezmer Magrebi, the Rabbanu Shalom told Paro to Moshe to go, but he wasn't telling him that he's going to be successful. Just do your part. Show me that you care and I'll do my part. Right in the second paragraph, he says, B'shum lev lizbona al matzav ador. We know the situation of the generation, 1960. It's the 60s, you know, everyone says the 60s. I don't know what's going on in the 60s. But Shlomo's in the 60s. They're good. Kama v'kama nisyonis v'minios oimdim l'neged isha Yisraeli ha'rotz l'avaros v'shemis v'papa emes l'kabal alav old torments. How many tests and challenges and preventions does the Jewish neshama have to serve their Rabbanu Shalom in a true way, in a sincere way? This is what he says in 1960, before the internet. He's saying here there was never a harder time in the world to be able to serve the Rabbanu Shalom. He's talking about 60 years ago. Can you imagine what the Rebbe would say now? No. Spiritually, physically. They're trying to shake off our Yiddishkeit. Says it's Pashat, it's Chevle Mashiach. It's the birth pangs of Mashiach, like the Rishner said. Why is it called Chevle Mashiach?
birth pains of Mashiach. So he says, Chevlei, Chaval is not, Chevel is not only birth pain, Chevel is a rope. Reginer said, Weimarger quoted this, he said that when before Mashiach comes, the world's going to be like a rope. Kodesh Baruch Hashem is not going to be shaking it. God, I'm not just hold on so tight. You got to hold your grip. Like Eitz Chaim Hil Nachazigim Ba of Shlomo Freifeld from your yeshiva that you're learning now. He said on that pasuk, Eitz Chaim Hil Nachazigim Ba. What does it mean that the tree of life, you have to hold so tight onto it? So he said, imagine, I don't know if you ever had this dream. I've had this dream several times. Sometimes you wake up in such a sweat and you feel like you're falling down a mountain. I don't know what the psychology is, but like, so he says, you hold down on a mountain, you grab a branch. That's how strong a Jew has to hold on to the Torah and to Yiddishkeit. It can't just be like a little feather or a little tissue. It's got to be your whole fist with a glove and a double glove and a triple glove to make sure it doesn't matter what branch comes out. It might get scraped and bruised, but you're holding on to that. That's because that's your life. That's your life. You don't have that source, it's over. And that's exactly what the Rebbe said. He says, we're going through a very hard time right now. Can you imagine? He's writing...
I think he's prophecy in the 60s.
He's saying even worse than the Holocaust. He's saying the old time, we've never been in a physically or spiritually such a terrible state. Says, even a Jew who wants to come close to the Baruch Hashem, the gates are locked. They're looking for advice here and there. He says, I have no advice. I have one piece of advice. Says the Rebbe, the last paragraph. The only one know how to succeed. It's a mysterious nefesh. It's a chorosh zalachem. A little spirituality, a little Torah, a little connection. Stop using your head to say a nice vort, but live the vort. Connect with the vort. Make sure the vort changes your life, changes your marriage, changes your whole essence. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. Go to Paro, you might not be successful. I'm going to harden his heart. You're going to have Paros in your life. It's going to be hard, but hold on tight. Still show up. Still do your part. And that's what the Sas Emes said, the whole essence of Hachorosh HaZalachem. Hachorosh HaZalachem means the rest of the world, they're operating in a different system. And my father told me when we went to that Alabama game a few years ago in Alabama, they had a Thursday night game. I feel so embarrassed to even say the word Alabama after the showing that they played this week. But no, Baruch Hashem, it's not much crazy. Yeah, he's holding. Don't worry.
I hold it.
Well, he knows. You can't lose by 4 touchdowns on national TV. And then I had my kids the whole day yesterday. I had to literally put a sign on my shirt. I know they lost. Please don't annoy me. And I was just like, don't talk to me. Thank you so much. And now I have it in my classroom and it's next to my desk.
You saw it from the first quarter on. I stopped texting.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not in a good place right now. I took off the volume and I just started listening to some of Shlomo and some of the good. And I was like, I'm just going to watch it, but I can't listen. Because, you know, the commentators make you sometimes extra nervous. Because they have all their Rabbi Akiva Eggers and this and that. Just let them play the game. Chorosh HaZalachem means, right now, so I was telling my father, what did I tell him? He told me when we got to Alabama, he said, we're like everyone else here now. We're like, we're all rooting for the same team. Yeah. Oh. I said, yeah, we're all rooting for the same team. But at the end of the day, we're not like everyone else. We're not on the same wavelength. We might be rooting for the same Julio Jones and, that's when Mark, he was there, Mark Ingram or whatever, but we're operating on a different level. Not to say Chasrim is anything bad about non-Jews Chasrim, there's a lot to learn from them. There's a lot of Chachma there. But to know that you're a neshama, the rest of the world is a guf and a neshama. We're kulu neshama. A yid is kulu neshama. And that's the whole essence of Bo. And that's really the whole essence of Shoivim. Mesiris nefesh. It's hard. He's saying this in 1960. There's no harder time. 2019. Stay strong. You might fall. Stand strong. A little more chavrusa. A little more davening. A little more hespodrus. A little more. Tehillim, whatever it is, a little more mikvah, whatever it is, just to show the Baruch Hashem you care a little bit. And the Baruch Hashem will do the rest. Just to end off with a Maisa. So the Sas Emes had a son with Imri Emes. Imri Emes He's buried right outside the shuk. I hope to go to Be'ez Hashem for the first time this year, next week, please God. So before the war, the Imre Emes had a chassid who was traveling. He was going on business. Not exactly how Rav Weinberger said it, but the Imre Emes, before he, before the chassid left, he went to go to bid the Rebbe of farewell and get a bracha. And the Rebbe said, give him a bracha, and he was about to leave. And the Rebbe said, the Imre Emes said, when you're in this such a town, I want you to get me these certain, I think it was some cigars. Why don't you get these cigars? So the whole time he had in his money, he's going to get the cigars. He's going to this town, that town. He finally gets to the town, and he's in business. He just like you know, he's got so much going on. And Maisa, he gets on the train back, and he Pasha forgets. He stops off, and I think it was France. He says, "Okay, the Rebbe, well, he'll still like these cigars. It won't be the same cigars from this town, but I'm going to get the cigars from the other town." He gets back to the Imre Emes. Rebbe, I apologize. You know, I didn't get the cigars you wanted from this town, but I got pretty much the same thing from France. I believe it was France. So the Rebbe said, "Yimamish, thank you so much, but you missed the whole war. You think I like a good cigar like everyone else? He didn't say that, but I mean, the cigars weren't the ikker. The reason I wanted you to remember the cigars is because I wanted you to remember me. When you're on the business trip and you're on the hotel." And you're in business, and you're going there and here. I just want you to remember me. Remember that you have a Rebbe who loves you, who believes in you, who cares about you. The cigars were just a way for me, for you just to remember me. Each one of us, we get sometimes so busy to be able to connect through the Torah, through our davening, through our chesed, through our shavivim, to connect. HaChodesh is alechem. It's yours. Go out and take it. Like they say that in the movie Miracle, right? What does he say to the team before? Go out and take it. Tonight is your night. Go out and take it. We should zochah Be'ez Hashem to take it, to feel it, and connect with it, Be'ez Hashem.
My brother said, I don't know who got it from, whatever, but that Chosh Hashem is about Pharaoh. Why do you say Pharaoh? It's the place to be here. So it was ready by the seventh
plague, whatever. He
was waiting for the month of the ram. Because that's what Pharaoh was waiting for, the
month of the ram. Which is April, whatever.
And in the Kodesh Hashem is saying, Pharaoh thinks the month of April.
How funny. You said that?
I don't know. My brother told it to me. I'm
going to
find out if it's his word or if he got it from
somewhere. I thought it was April.
It's good, no?
Thank you. God. Hey!